Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar every day, and after receiving from Turning Point Audio, also turn to Turning Point Booklet. Read that for a short Bible study and prayer as well. Welcome to Wednesday, March 26, 2025. Open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. I see you rising to the top in whatever you choose to do. Matthew 5:14 says you are a city set on the hill. Yes, on top as a point of reference for all eyes to see. I prophesy, higher and higher you will go. You are born to be a wonder. You will not end up a wanderer. Let's do this. Can you do this where you are? We want to make a pledge before God. Raise your right hand up a little where you are, whether still lying on your bed, sitting down or standing. Raise the right hand a little bit up gently. Put your left hand on your heart. Say with me, in the name of Jesus Christ, say it loud. Let your ears hear what you are saying. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pledge to you, my Lord and God, that if you bless me, I will bless others. If you lift me up, I will lift others up. If you help me, I will help others. If you make me rich and wealthy, I will use it to sponsor the kingdom work on earth. If you keep me in good health, I will use all my strength to serve your purpose. If you promote me, I will work to promote your work. If you make me fabulously rich, I pledge to you, Turning Point Global will not suffer. I will use what you have given me to serve your purpose. Say amen. Say it again. Amen. That's a pledge and a vow before God Almighty. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 5 says, it is better not to make a vow to God than to make it and not fulfill it. So remember, when good things start happening to you as they are bound to start happening, remember your vow before God and honor it. Pay your vow. The bigger and better doors will start opening for you. I see God turn many TPGF members to millionaires, multi-millionaires, and super-millionaires in Nairas, in dollars, in pound sterling, in euros, in France, in shillings, in Japanese yen, and all kinds of currency where you are. God shall take you from small to big, from medium to large, and from large to extra large, financially, materially, spiritually. Yes, TPGS, I see that coming. Yes, coming for all of us is coming for you. But remember your pledge and your vow to God. March 26 celebrant, your birthday prayers. Open your hand. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God will cover you with his glory. Your birthday today shall be with a difference. You shall mark your birthday yearly at a higher level. Happy birthday. Let's listen to answers and counsels to situations. Let's learn from them and apply them to our life. Number one today, wow, there are so many reactions, or shall I say responses, to the daughter refusing to do her wedding in her parents' church. So many. Let's share some of them. It's a lesson for us to learn from. First one, in Yoruba culture, parents give their daughters in marriage and receive all marriage rights. The wedding day is a celebration for parents surrounded by friends, family members, and church members, which all mothers look forward to. If the daughter insists on doing her wedding outside her mother's church, the mother should not attend to avoid being stigmatized by wrong doctrines of her found church. By attending, the mother may also lose influence over her daughter after the wedding. That's one thought. Next, concerning the LCCG woman that said she won't attend the daughter's wedding. Daddy, my take is that she should attend the wedding. My sister and husband are senior pastors in LCCG, but they allowed their daughter to wed in her new husband's church without any problem. She should respect her daughter's choice and give them her blessings. God bless you, sir. Wow, that's another school of thought. Next, Good morning, my lovely daddy, and OTPGF. I also went to RCCG in school, which is different, a different church from the one we attended back home. But when it came to time for my wedding, I did my wedding in my parents' church, in my mother's church. I explained to my pastor. He understood, and they all came. Thank you, sir. So many responses. Next. Good morning, sir. The woman whose daughter insists on having her wedding solemnized in her newfound church should go to the daughter's pastor and register her grievances and subsequent intentions. She should not condone such level of affront from her daughter, whose defiance can become a negative reference point to her marital success. My opinion, sir. Let's take one more. There are so many here. Daddy, concerning the girl that wants to wed in her church rather than her family church, both her and her family church are not the right place to wed. Her husband's to-be church is the place she's supposed to do the wedding. That was where wedding takes place until recently, when we started hearing that wedding should be taking place in the bride's church. Sir, this is my take on this issue, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to make contributions. More grace, sir. Wow. Thank you, TPGF, for always responding to issues whenever I ask you to respond to it. Next, good day, sir. God bless the work you are doing. I've been sending questions that are crucial, especially to my marriage issues, since I joined TPGF in 2020. But they are not read nor answered. I am discouraged, and I don't think I will be able to send any question again since I cannot get any help. Wow. Please don't be discouraged. I have explained this severally. I wish I could read and treat all situations here. They are all very important to me. Same for testimony sharing during Testimonies Week. Our challenge is time. Remember, we started Turning Point initially with 5 minutes. Then we move it to 10 minutes. Now we even do 30 minutes, sometimes a little bit more, just to cover more ground. And brevity is one of the USP, the unique selling point of Turning Point. Initially, I want to answer questions as they come, so that where we stop, when in 2 weeks we come back to question, we pick it up from there. But then, when we return in 2 weeks, there have been so many questions, sometimes up to 500 new ones. So going back to where we stopped became impossible. I then asked us to keep resending. Thank God that we are a big global family, and we are not going to ask God to stop new members from joining us. If anything else, we need new. We want to cover the whole world. But one good thing, however, is that we are all still learning. No matter which issue we treated, there is a lesson for all of us to learn there, whether they are the one you sent or that somebody else sent. We have treated and we are treating variety of issues of life. Please, my daughter, don't get discouraged. If we all listen well, many times a similar issues will have come up and will have been treated. Then apply the answers and the counsels to your situations. TPGF, don't be discouraged. Rather, let's thank God that we are being used to make a difference, and God is helping us to learn here. Yours will be shared one day soon. I am glad I'm able to explain this today. Next, sir, my daughter got married 2021. Then she joined her husband in one of the African countries where the husband was based there. A little argument, he will start beating my husband, my daughter. Now they relocated to U.S., he started beating her again, calling her barren woman because no child between them yet. He calls her all sorts of names. Now for 6 months, they have separated. The husband blocked her line and blocked mine and that of my husband as well. What should we do, sir? Please, we need your fatherly advice. Wow, I am pained as I read this. This is nothing but a toxic and abusive marriage that ought not to have happened at all. I don't have details, but I think your daughter married a wrong man. The man was in another country, as you said, so they could have had no time for courtship or closeness to know one another very well. Maybe age was also telling on your daughter, so she just decided to marry whoever then showed up. There must have been a foundational problem here. This is a lesson to all young ladies and even their parents. Don't marry a stranger. Marry only your friend. This is an abusive man. And it should have been like that even before the marriage. Now, the general counsel is that let them keep praying. Let's keep praying for them so that things will change. But if her life is in danger, let her call the marriage quits. It is better to be alive. She can always remarry. All parents, please connect your sons and daughters to TPGF from their infancy for knowledge, counseling, and mentoring. Your daughters should leave if her life is in danger. Don't let this wicked man kill her or run her into a mental challenge. We will build more on this from tomorrow. Today is the prayer mountain in our Abuja Center, as announced yesterday. Be there 12 to 2 p.m. Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the Fish Market, Abuja. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt centers. Two services will run tomorrow in all these centers, as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. You are Wednesday, April 2, is the minister's conference I've been announcing, 10 a.m., general overseer, state, regional, and parish, and assembly pastors, elders, deacons, and deaconesses, upcoming ministers. It's interdenominational. It's for everybody. Wednesday, April 2, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Living Spring Chapel, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. For more information on the minister's conference, please chat, SMS, or call 0802-322-1646. Start calling now. Remember, Monday, March 31 is the crossover night vigil, crossing over from March to April, 11:50 p.m. to 12:20 a.m., 30-minute vigil on our social media platform. Don't forget, now, pay your tithe and all the seed we teach, we preach, and we'll encourage. And now the welfare seed account is still open. Don't miss it. Do what others are doing, you will get what they are getting. Now, palliative distribution in Dominion City will be this Friday. This Friday, arrive by 9 a.m. If you have already taken the ticket, only those with the ticket will be attended to. Announcement of palliative distribution in other centers across the nation will be announced one after the other. I pronounce everyone under the sound of my voice today blessed. What we daily prophesy to your life shall become your testimonies. The prayers you pray for yourself too shall be answered. The glory of God shall back you up. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.